most brands, branding doesn't really work for real estate investors. It's very rare. Like most homeowners are not like, oh, I'm going to call this real estate investor.
But people don't look at who the person is before they sell their home to them. Like, what if they think it's like dirty cash? Like, what if they don't believe it? They don't care.
No. Jesus. That's what I'm saying. On real estate investors, when people want to sell their home cash, it's a direct response game. It's like a mail, a TV, a radio ad. They call. They're like, hey, how much are you going to sell my house? They're not like, oh, I want to talk to Wojo. It's not like a branding thing. It's like, hey, I need to sell my house fast.
Interesting.
So that's why all the ads say all that stuff. But anyways, so yeah, I think Facebook ads are literally going to change the investor game.
You guys should run YouTube too.
I think we're trying to. So Aaron's about to launch my PPC. So I'm launching. Okay. So just so you know, I'm launching TV. I'm going to pay about 25 to 30K a month for 50 to 80 leads. Yeah, do the math. I don't know, but it's expensive.
Jesus.
Yeah, but that's just how real estate investing has always been. Mail, like how much you think when people are sending out mail, you think they're talking to people for $5 to $20? No, hell no. That'd be crazy. They get a 1% response rate. And that 1% response rate, that's also F you take, like, don't mail me again. That's not like actual leads.
Interesting.
I know. So we're just going on this weird marketing
investor
tangent.
It's just out my eyes a lot.
Yeah.
But there's been clients that I've worked with. They're like, oh, like that person didn't take my offer because they looked for my website. I didn't have a lot.
No, they're lying. They're not good at closing.
Interesting.
I've closed almost 400 transactions. I've never had a website. Like I've had websites, but I'm not like, oh, go to my website. I'm like, oh, okay. Like how much do you want for your house? Okay. Why do you want to sell? Okay. Are you available to meet right now? Like, okay, now let's go in person. You know, what's the pain? Blah, 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 blah. Like all the, and another reason why a lot of real estate investors don't even like having websites is because you're more likely to get sued. So when you're cold calling and text messaging, you can't give people your website. And this is all probably sketchy to be saying on a podcast, but it's true, right? When you're mass text messaging, that's illegal. You could get sued for that.
Dude, we had somebody come to one of my events and she was sitting in the front row and she's like, that's what I do for a living. I sue companies who cold text me.
Yep. And I've been sued for that.
Yeah. She's like, oh, I'll make $8,000 off each case. I just wait for people to text me. I opt into websites and I'll unsubscribe on purpose and I'll wait for them to text me back.
Yeah. I mean,
I was like, what the hell is wrong with you?
Yeah. I mean, there's legal ways to do it. And that's how we do it and advise people that they should do it. But a lot of real estate investors are just mass text messaging and emailing. Mass text messaging and cold calling. And when you're doing that, you cannot say, hey, yeah, my name's Jason Wojo. You can't say that because you will get sued. I've been sued before. Ryan's been sued before for the TCPA Act or whatever.
Oh my God.
Yeah. So that's
wild.
Yeah. But that's why I'm saying there's a huge disconnect between investors and just real estate people in general and marketers, because realtors are used to door knocking, cold calling, mass text messaging, mass mailing, referrals, calling your uncles and aunts, trying to get deals, where marketers like you guys are like, oh, I could just throw money at this and get leads and try to get a return on ad spend, like a ROAS. It's more like modern, I guess. I don't know how to explain it.
Yeah.
Yeah. So anyway, so you broke down everything people need to launch their first Facebook ad. So hopefully they could launch. What else? How much money should, all right, let me re-ask this in a better way. How much money should someone spend on an ad before deciding to turn it off or scale it?
That would be before what you think break even would be for what your time's worth. So like, just to kind of expand on that, like if I'm selling, you know, we have ad packages from 3K to 5,500 to 10K a month. So if we're running ads to that, we would say, all right, the most I'm willing to pay for a customer is $3,000.
Yeah.
Because I want to break even the first month. I don't care about making money the first month. So we would then simply run the ads to $3,000. If we don't get a bar within $3,000, then we turn it off. Mm. That's why I look at it. So whatever is break even, I'll let it run. Because let's say I'm getting $100 a call. I can get 30 calls for $3,000.
Mm-hmm.
For hell, I better close one. So like, that's why I look at it. I just want to be able to break even. Because even if it breaks even, your lifetime value will cross over the one ROAS.
Okay, but what about for our industry, the average net deal for us is $37.50. That's the actual net for us.
So $37.50, I mean, is that after like payroll costs and all
that?
No,
that's just like net profit on the deal. Like you bought the deal, you sold the deal, you're going to make
What are you comfortable making on that deal? $37.50, are you comfortable having like a three ROAS? Like if you spent $1,000 to make $37.50, would you be okay with that?
It was $37,500.
Okay, so then shit.
So that's what I'm saying. So our average.
So like,
I wouldn't feel comfortable being open to blowing 38 grand.
Yeah,
in order to see if it's gonna work.
So then you have to look at like what you're comfortable buying. Like, that's where you have to look at your numbers yourself. Like, hey, I have staff. I have this. Like, what ROAS do I want to sit at? If it's a 10 ROAS, then spend $3,700 to get a buyer.
Yeah.
If it's a 5 ROAS, then you spend, you know, whatever that amount is.
Yeah.
So, like, you just got to say to yourself, what am I more comfortable doing if I want more deal flow? Because as you scale, like, costs go up.
Yeah.
But you have to be able to have this baseline of, like, what ROAS am I willing to take on as I grow and scale?
Yeah. Before I get into, like, running a business and stuff, I want to stay on, like, the marketing stuff. What other mistakes do you see most people make when they're running Facebook ads?
Geez, it's not even about the ad, honestly.
Yeah, I'm saying like the whole process.
People just get too emotional about it. When they start spending money, dude, they just freak out.
Yeah, I freak out too.
Yeah, like, like as soon as they click the publish button,
I start calling
and the
my agency.
Running,
I'm like, hey, what are you doing right now? They're like, it's 8 p.m. Like, I don't care, dude.
No, so it's like, that's just what I see, dude. They turn an ad off that they don't take a step back and just look at what the numbers are. They just look at the number of how much was spent. And they just get way too emotional with it.
Mm.
And they're just like, oh, like we spent $4,000. Like we haven't gotten a deal yet. Dude, what if the next lead next week comes through? How many follow-ups do we have right now? How many people in the pipeline do we have that we can call?
Yeah.
Like, let's just chill out.
Yeah.
And let's see what we can work with right now before we start pulling triggers in the ad account.